We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo revealed to King Fenchon that Benedetta Corsini was being guarded by General Cha Tin Zhu on behalf of the great Kublai Khan. Fenchon was enraged by this news, and he sent for Cha Tin Zhu, who confirmed it. A little later, Kin Sai paid a visit to the apartments of King Fenchon. She had been greatly attracted by the young monarch, and she told him that she no longer loved Marco Polo, as her heart was given to another. Fenchon questioned Kin Sai, and then she revealed that her love was given to the king himself. For a moment there was silence. Then Fenchon looked into the eyes of the beautiful Kin Sai.
You mean that you have fallen in love with me, Kin Sai?
Mighty and gracious king, I was afraid to confess my love for you. Now you must think me shameless.
No, I do not think you shameless, Kin Sai. I think that you are beautiful. The most beautiful woman of my own race whom I have ever seen.
Am I not as beautiful as a certain woman of a foreign race?
I know not.
You are in love with Benedetta Corsini. I have never set eyes on her, but I have heard that she is very beautiful. I have also heard that she does not love King Fenchon.
Who told you that?
Oh, there is much gossip around the palace. But I am happy because Benedetta Corsini does not love you.
Kin Sai, you must not say that. You are promised to Marco Polo. He is the friend of the great Kublai Khan.
I know it, yet I do not wish to wed Marco Polo. And I heard that Benedetta Corsini does not wish to wed you. My sympathies are with her, mighty king.
I know not what to do.
Look at you into my eyes, O great Fenchon. Let your arms steal around me. Hold me fast.
Kin Sai, have you cast a spell on me? Why do I obey you?
Let your lips meet mine.
Kin Sai, you have bewitched me.
Mighty Fenchon, you have won my heart.
Ah, this is madness. Although I am a great king, I do not steal the woman whom my subjects love.
Marco Polo is no subject of yours. Did it make you happy to hold me in your arms, King Fenchon?
It did make me happy.
Would that I could win your love as Benedetta Corsini has won it. Would that I could be your wife.
Doubtless you would make me happier than Benedetta Corsini. I know not what to do. But I am the king here. My word is law. I will speak with Marco Polo about Benedetta Corsini. She can be returned to the slave market. You have won my heart, King Sai.
And you have made me very happy, Fenchon.
Should you desire to take exercise, I suggest that you take a walk around the city.
I have no desire to take exercise, Father.
Then please be seated.
Oh, why did we ever come to this accursed country?
Have we lost anything by coming to this country? Have we not won the friendship of Kublai Khan? I hope that when he arrives here, we will be able to take boats for Venice to carry Kublai Khan's messages to the Pope. Do you not realize, my son, that we have forged a link between the Eastern and the Western world?
Mayhap we have.
We will return to Venice to tell of the many wonders which we have beheld.
Yes, yes, but I am thinking of my own personal affairs. I cannot return to Venice unless I take Benedetta Corsini with me.
Well, that may be possible.
I have never known before what it is to be in love. And yet my love is hopeless because Benedetta belongs to King Fenchon. He bought her in the slave market, and he owns her, body and soul. He has set his heart on marrying her.
Then you had best let him marry her. Try to drive her out of your mind. I intend to make a petition to Kublai Khan when he arrives in Zaitun.
What will you ask him?
I shall ask that we be allowed to return to Venice, promising that someday we will return here. Truth to tell, Marco, I pine to return to my native land.
So do I. I have learned much. It seems that the people of the East are in some ways more civilized than we are.
I'm sorry I have not been able to convert Kublai Khan to Christianity.
Have you tried?
Oh, several times. But he is satisfied with his own religion, and he allows freedom for all religions in his empire. If there is one thing which has impressed me about the great Chinese empire, it is the religious tolerance which is shown. Here in this empire, Jews, Christians, Muslims, and other sects are all allowed to worship as they will. Mayhap we of the Western world could learn something from this tolerance.
Mayhap we could. Oh, but see, someone comes.
Oh, it is your friend Kinsai.
What news, Kinsai?
In a few moments, King Pentan will come this way. I think I have made him love me, Marco.
Kinsai, do you speak the truth?
Hear me. When Pentan comes, you must take me in your arms. You must talk about your impending marriage. If I seem unwilling to be caressed by you, do not show surprise.
There is some trickery here, Kinsai.
There is some trickery, but it is all for Marco's sake. And truth to tell, I can come to love Pentan.
Kinsai, if Pentan would only give up Benedetta Corsini, I would be forever in your debt.
You forget, Marco, that we are already heavily in the debt of Kinsai. Did she not save your life when Van Chu desired to kill you?
She did.
I will consider myself amply repaid if I can become the queen of Zaitun. Pentan comes now.
Oh, greetings, mighty king. You do me honor by coming to see me.
But I came to seek peace with Marco Polo.
I am at your service, great king. I was just speaking with my betrothed, Kinsai. She is very dear to me. Come to my arms, loved one.
I do not wish to come to your arms, Marco.
My dearest and beautiful one, soon we will be man and wife. I clasp you now.
Enough, enough. I have come to speak with you, Marco Polo. I do not think you should attempt to caress Kinsai in my presence.
Why not, mighty king? Were Benedetta Corsini here, would you not caress her?
She is not here. She is guarded by the soldiers of that power-faced old reprobate, Tarpin Zhu.
Tarpin Zhu is the loyal servant of Kublai Khan and has always been a good friend to me.
Tell me, Marco Polo, do you desire to wed Kinsai?
Why, of course I desire to wed her. Come, Kinsai, let me kiss you. Show King Pentan that we love each other.
No, I do not want to let you kiss me. Why can you not leave me alone?
Why, this is strange.
It seems that Kinsai does not love you, Marco Polo.
Well, I love her.
She is not a woman of your race. What right have you to love her? What right have you to force your attention on her?
I am the friend of Kublai Khan. He said that I could choose whichever bride I desire, and I have chosen Kinsai.
Let me reason with you. Let me tell you that you will never know happiness with a woman who does not love you. I have waited many years to find a suitable bride, and I have seen many beautiful women. But I have learned my lesson, Marco Polo. Love must be mutual.
Does Benedetta Corsini love you?
I do not care for Benedetta Corsini anymore. The feeling I had for her was a foolish infatuation. I know now that I do not love her.
So you have decided not to marry her?
I have decided not to marry her. And I now wish to give you words of advice.
I am listening.
Do not seek to marry Kinsai if she does not love you.
Kinsai, why should Pentan think that you do not love me? Come, maiden, let me hear the truth. Why have you turned against me?
I thought it would please the great Khan if I married you, Marco Polo. I liked you, but I did not love you. Now I find that my love is given to another.
So, someone has stolen the warmth of my heart. Name the man to me, and I will slay him with my bare hands. Come, lie not. Who is the man you love?
Oh, Marco, you must show mercy to him. I beg of you.
I will show mercy to no man who steals the woman of my heart.
Enough of this. I am the man who loves Kinsai, and she returns my love. I do not fear you, Marco Polo.
Great and mighty king, this is a great surprise to me. The whole empire expects you to marry Benedetta Corsini.
I am the king, and I can change my mind. I desire to wed Kinsai.
Does the great Khan approve of this?
The great Khan knows nothing of it yet. But soon he will be here. And I ask you, Marco Polo, to release this woman from her promise so that she may wed me.
Great and mighty King Pentan, it is not for me to set myself against you. I will release Kinsai from her promise on one condition.
Would you make conditions with me?
Remember, the Khan will side with me if you attempt to take my promised bride by force.
I know it. Well, what condition do you make?
That Benedetta Corsini be released. That she be given into my care so that I may send or take her back to her native land.
Benedetta Corsini has shown ingratitude. It is my intention to return her to the slave market.
You heard my condition, mighty king. I beg that Benedetta Corsini be placed in my care.
So be it, Marco Polo. It is natural that you should show some solicitude for a countrywoman of yours. I will tell Tarpin Zhu that I no longer desire to wed Benedetta Corsini. He may release her.
Then I release Kinsai from her promise to me. My heart is breaking.
Marco Polo, is it really?
Well, a little. But I wish you every happiness, Kinsai. I know that King Pentan will make you happy. He will give you riches, luxury, and power, which I can never give you. And what is more, he will give you all his love.
That I swear.
Go, Kinsai.
Leave me alone with my grief.
But, Marco, I would like to comfort you.
My father will comfort me.
Who comes? Why, it is Toktai.
Toktai? Why, I did not expect to see you here.
Toktai, you are from the court of Kublai Khan. Bow down before me.
I bow down before you, great Tenton.
And what news from Kublai Khan?
Kublai Khan is on his way here. He will reach the city of Zaitun at noon tomorrow.
The great Khan will be here at noon tomorrow. This is indeed news. I must give orders at once. The people of the city must prepare to welcome him. I will return and speak with you later.
So the Khan will be here tomorrow, Toktai.
Tell me, Toktai, have you any other news for me?
Evil news for you, Marco Polo.
Evil news? What is it?
It concerns the messenger whom you left in my charge.